Joining us in studio, Mike Baum. He's the chairman of the Dornfontein Shul. Can I please call it the Lion Shul? Because that's just how I know it. Yeah. It is the same thing,
the
right?
Lion Shul, yeah.
Okay, so is it still going, the shul?
The shul is very much going, very open and very open to people.
You're right.
We aim for the last 113 years.
That's got to be one of the oldest shuls in
it's
Johannesburg.
It's the oldest surviving shul in Johannesburg.
I mean surviving, right.
113 years.
It's unbelievable.
And we run a special Saturday morning minyan, which has really been the backbone of the shul over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
There are no Jews in the area. And many years ago, when people worked in town and they wanted to say Kaddish,
right.
So they would come to the shul at 6, they would daven,
right.
Grab a cup of coffee and go off to their office in town.
Right.
Well, that's all fallen away now, but the actual idea of the 6 o'clock minyan has remained.
So Shabbat morning, a Shabbos morning, is 6 a.m., and that was to allow people to come to shul, say Kaddish, and then go off to work.
Right.
Which is so interesting. It reminds me of one of my first trips to Beijing. The Chabad there starts shul at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I asked them why they do that, and they said because their first minyan was made up of Russian dock workers, and they would get off shift at about 10 or 10:30, and they could only get to shul by 11 o'clock. And exactly in the same way, that's fallen away, but shul has remained at 11 o'clock. And that is so cool because it gives it a historical relevance.
So we did that. I mean, today, mm-hmm. 95% of the people don't work on a Saturday.
Sure.
Yet they come and it survived.
Right.
Unfortunately, about 15 months ago, a rumor went out that the shul was closing. A spiritual leader left us and
right.
rumors started and the numbers started to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
The rumors reared its ugly head again in a greater manner. And for this reason, we asked Chai FM to help us and try and put it out there that we are open. We
so
don't
open.
Encourage people to break Shabbos. That's not
right,
the idea.
Of course. But if you are going to go to work
if
anyway
going to go
on a Shabbos,
go to
work.
Rather
right.
come to shul.
Which has really always been the South African approach to religion in general. Sure. You know, people would drive to shul, and nobody condoned driving to shul, but if you are going to go somewhere, you might as well go to shul. Sure. I mean, that's it's and how did it get its name, the Lion Shul?
There's two huge lions outside,
right,
which are world famous.
Yes. Where do they come from?
I don't know where they came from.
Ah, interesting.
They've been there ever since the shul's been there.
Because it's so iconic, you know, you drive down, into that area and you see those two lions outside.
And many famous people have played on those lions throughout
them. Amazing. So, and the services that you have for the show?
The services that they have at the moment are conducted or helped by a young man by the name of Aaron Ziegler,
mm-hmm.
who walks from the Vets off to Dornfontein.
Oh, wow.
To
wow.
come and lay in and
so a young, fit Aaron Ziegler, yes.
And the shul, at the moment, the shul is in absolute pristine condition.
Mm.
We've just become granted heritage status.
That's brilliant, right.
So we had to do some work, some really
yes.
necessary maintenance, upgrade our kitchen to comply with certain kosher aspects. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the shul. We invite visitors and it's an amazing thing that people who have left us, gone overseas, make sure that when they come back, come at least one Shabbos to the shul.
You know, it's interesting. It's one of those shuls, and I've never been involved in the shul particularly, but it's one of those shuls that seems to have an emotional or sentimental hold over many, many people in our community. And as you say, people that have gone overseas, very often I'll bump into somebody overseas and they'll make reference to, is the old Lion Shul still going? It somehow has captured the imagination of our community. Why do you think that is?
You know, when Dornfontein was Dornfontein, it was one of the major shuls in Dornfontein.
Right. So
there
I guess many people.
There was the Chassidish shul across the road, which they knocked down and rebuilt at the top of Harrow Road.
Right.
There was the Ponavizer shul around the corner.
Right.
There was Beryl Achagi, as it was known, which became Sandton shul. But that was one of the major shuls of Dornfontein. So people's parents or grandparents or somebody they knew had got married or had a bar mitzvah in the shul. Because that was the same. I mean, Wachenheimers and Goldenbergs
right,
were
right
all
there.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm chatting
Crystals
to
were all right there.
I'm chatting to Mike Baum. He's the chairman of the Doornfontein Shul or the Lion Shul. If you have any memories or any connection to the shul, I'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 061-895-1019. So the regular services that you have?
So we have a Wednesday evening Mincha Maariv service.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Friday night service.
Right.
We have an early Shabbos morning service. All the Chagim.
Right.
Sukkot, Shavuot, and Pesach is at 6 a.m. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is at an almost normal time of 8 o'clock.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. How do people get involved? How do they contact you if they need to?
I'll give out my phone number, which is 082-445-1010 or mbaum7@gmail.com.
Right, and obviously we're encouraging people to first of all, just to inform you that the shul is still up, running, and active. And if you want to be involved, if you don't, if you're somebody that doesn't want to drive on a Shabbat, then certainly participate on a Wednesday evening where they do have regular services.
You asked me if the shul's still running. We have a bar mitzvah on the 15th of December.
Unbelievable.
So the shul is very running.
That is absolutely
wonderful.
Funny enough,
his older brother had his bar mitzvah in the shul as well a couple of years back. So we have...
I think it's so important to...
we have the occasional wedding. We have a bar mitzvah every now and again. Yeah, the shul is very running. It's open. It's there.
Open for business. And you know how to get hold of it. I've been chatting to Mike Baum. He's chairman of the Doornfontein Shul, otherwise affectionately known as the Lion's Shul. So if you are somebody that can get involved one way or another, go ahead.